guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Let's get it going. We've been waiting all weekend for this. Hope y'all had a great weekend. We are here to have some fun. Got your host, James. I am joined by your program director here at 105.5 WIRI, Seth.
Good morning, all.
We hope you're having a great day out there. We got good things to join us. Good music on the way, everybody, we're going to be getting to, and plenty more. We're going to kick things off with some country music news. How was your weekend, man?
My weekend was really, really cool. I had a cousin got married. And it's funny because that family, you know, they're kind of all over the place now. I got some of them in North Carolina. I got some of them in Texas. Some of them still in Minnesota, right? And they were just, you know, they were smart enough and kind enough to us that they had the wedding in Junction City.
Nice. That was, it was good of them.
20 minutes away, right?
Perfect.
It was great, though. It was a lot of fun. And congratulations to Dimitri and Maya.
Yeah, salute to them. Congratulations.
Tying the knot.
I love that. Do you like weddings?
The wedding part, yes. The receptions, no. But there's a reason for that. I worked at a convention center for many years, and I did so many wedding receptions. And I,
I can see that.
The magic is gone.
I can
Unless
see that.
Unless someone does something interesting, you know, does something a little different. Then I'm on board.
So I like weddings, but I really prefer when I don't have any responsibilities. I don't know anybody. I'm just a good friend. this guy, and I'm on the table way at the end, and I'm sitting with a bunch of hodgepodge, like the ex, you know, or something like that. Like, I love being a fly on the wall, like those weddings.
That's kind of interesting.
Those are
I'll give you that one.
Otherwise, I don't know.
Got to see a lot of family I haven't seen in a while, so, you know.
Right,
that's not bad. Not
very
bad
good to hear. Very good to hear. Hope you all had a great weekend out there. Let's dive into some country music news right about now, Seth. Oh, the audience was asking what take a monkey to lunch day was. It's a day to raise awareness about primates.
Okay.
We're primates, too.
We are.
So take a friend to lunch.
There you go.
Seth, what are you doing later?
Just don't call him a monkey when you do it. They may take offense to that.
And during the summer, not a lot of things. There's usually repeats for everything, but late night TV, while we still have late night talk shows,
seem to be on the way out right now.
It's rough waters out there for that. One of the most consistent gigs of our childhoods is wrapping up. In the next 10 years, I don't think we're going to have any late night TV.
Not like that. No, it's going to be different.
I don't even know if the Tonight Show will survive it.
It may not.
Especially with the ratings. The ratings have not been good for, well, pretty much the whole time Jimmy Fallon's been there. So I don't know how well that's going to do. And that is not necessarily even a shot at him. It's more so just where things are going.
It's the culture, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not fun. I don't like it, but I also get it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I get where things are going and stuff. That's just the direction
of
things.
A lot of it was the personalities that did the show.
Yeah.
It was Johnny. It was David Letterman. You know, those were the guys that kept these things going, so...
When it comes to summers for now, I don't know next summer and going forward how this will look, but usually daytime or late night hosts take some time off. Your Seth Meyers, your Jimmy Kimmels, Colbert's, all those guys, and they have guest hosts. And this could be a lot of fun in the summer. I remember this as a kid when Johnny Carson
would take as many vacations or throughout the year.
It's how Joan Rivers and Jay Leno and a lot of those people got experience hosting.
Even Letterman,
While they would eventually take over. Letterman got shot to fame because of it in many ways. So I think a lot of people forget he was a stand-up comedian before all of
he
that.
He really was.
Stuff, so Jelly Roll just got done with his hosting gig.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought that was interesting. I saw little bits and pieces. He looked really comfortable up there, and I think that's a big part of the gig. Just looking comfortable on stage, comfortable in your own skin. Whether you say what you say is funny or not, you can't predict that, but you can predict how you handle things. You can predict your attitude on stage. And he's a positive guy, seemed very comfortable out there, and you know, that's pretty cool. His opening monologue was super funny, delivered it well, one of his best lines. If I really suck bad, remember my name is Post Malone. That was good.
That's a good one. Nice.
Do not adjust your TV. Jimmy did not join MS-13.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. He also talked about his upcoming WWE match at SummerSlam said, I know you're probably thinking, Jelly, how the hell are you going to fight in a pro wrestling match? But I do have a lot of qualifications. As a fat guy, I've broken several folding chairs. He's good. He did a good job.
And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, this was material written for him, of course. But, man, it's all in the delivery. If anyone who's ever seen how it works, yeah.
You can have the greatest writers in the world working for you. You got to have timing. You got to be able to have, as you say, delivery. And I'll say this, too. While the Jimmy Kimmel may have been off, his writers weren't.
That's right.
The writers are usually working because the writers don't have nearly the stature. Or
the clout, right?
Or
the star.
Or the union. actors union
that's,
does.
To be fair.
Nice job. Jelly's training with Undertaker. That's cool.
Oh,
that's his thing. That's awesome.
Boy, he's kind of having a moment here. That's kind of interesting.
I would say of all the wrestlers, and I'm not talking like old school wrestlers like Jimmy Snuka or something like that. Yeah. Modern wrestlers, obviously Stone Cold Steve Austin would be number one on the list. Number two, Undertaker. If I could interview any wrestlers, it would be those two in particular. Mick Foley. What am I saying? Mick Foley right at the top. Only my sister would hate me. Would yell at me if I didn't say that. I apologize.
She'd be yelling at
Jillian.
You right now.
Yeah,
actually,
she is. She's listening right now. I guarantee you I'm going to get a text any minute now. Good job by Jelly Roll right there.
Yeah, nice. Very cool.
And last week, Miranda Lambert mentioned that she had something in the works for Texas flood relief, and now it is official. Yesterday, she announced a benefit concert called Band Together Texas, along with fellow headliner and Texan Parker McCollum.
Okay.
It'll take place August 17th at the Moody Center in downtown Austin. All the proceeds will directly benefit the Community Foundation for the Texas Hill County.
Yeah, nice. Very good.
Besides those two, the other artists will be there: Kelly Clarkson, Cody Johnson, Ronnie Dunn, Lyle Lovett, Randy Rogers Band, Wade Bowen, and Lucas Nelson, of course, Willie's son.
Wow, yeah.
And they'll have appearances by Matthew McConaughey, Dennis Quaid, Roger Clemens, Mac Brown, Colt McCoy, Vince Young, Chris Harrison, and Emmanuel Acho.
Ooh.
A lot of sports stars showing up, as they should.
As all Texans, I believe.
Yeah.
All there. So, yep.
If I was a Texan, I would be upset if I wasn't at this.
Yeah.
I would want, and this is one of the things that we love about Texas and we love about Texans. they have each other's back. These are people from all walks of life, all different parts of that state, all coming together to help out. I love that. I also like seeing, I don't know, I haven't seen Lyle Lovett's name in a while there. That's kind of cool to see.
I'm with you, man. I love Lyle Lovett. Such a singular, interesting voice in music. I'm glad he's taking part of this.
Vince Young was maybe the most dominant quarterback. I mean, Cam Newton's up there, but Vince Young at Texas, man, that was a fun time to watch.
Man, he was something else.
We will get into our schedule a little bit later. I do want to send a shout out to Katie Cruz. Not new, but Katie's been here with us for a little bit. One of our newer team members. I like catching her whenever I can. Especially, she does a great job introing us to Playmakers, which you can catch later this afternoon. Be sure to join Katie, and she's our perfect tailgate right into Playmakers.
Yeah, she is.
But she's also a bad influence. Seth,
she's a bad influence.
Yes, I hear her top three, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to catch those, and then I'm making sure that I'm listening to them, and now I'm going to play one of them.
See, perfect. That's perfect. That's what you need to do. Katie, you're doing your job.
Nice work, Katie. Nice work. Here is Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton, A Song to Sing, a song that you would have heard on Katie's Big Three.
Yeah, New Country Friday. Top Three, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here it is for you, everybody. Good morning.
Every single high and low, I want you to know, you are a part of me, baby, you're the heart of me, together.
orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Got almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. River feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. I wanna know how forever feels.
It's home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Capture my attention, make my heart stop and listen when you look my way. Blue jeans and a ball cap, thinking that you're all that, and I'm thinking the same. You got
yeah, boy. 5.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off. And you're hearing all the talk about, maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do, it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you just gon' quit. So if you got a fire, don't lose it. If you gotta do or die, dream, do it. If you got something to prove, go on and prove it.
Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, Backup Plan, a song that those of us that love College Game Day are going to be hearing a lot in fall. That is the new College Game Day song for those that did not hear.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We'll be talking about that a little bit later during Playmakers and stuff, I'm sure. Be sure to join us for Playmakers from 4 to 5 today. We're looking forward to having some fun with you, kicking off Monday, getting into the odd sports calendar that it is here in summer. Certainly talk sports with you. Get ready to get your sports takes and feelings together.
What's going on with the trade deadline in baseball? Nothing's happening. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop here.
I'm going to start just throwing trades out there and see if we can get like rumors started.
Outrageous trades.
Man, right? Did you hear they wanted to trade Ohtani for Trout? Just throw stuff out there to see. Just try to get something. We got to have something to talk about. We want to talk with you. Be sure to join us a little bit later. A big shout out to Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour. Certainly this time of year, it's one thing. But man, those sponsorships really come in handy in the sports calendar. We got the fall season right around the corner.
Oh my gosh, we got so much we have so much high school sports on the way.
Really looking forward to it.
Let's see, what day is it today?
It's the 21st-ish.
Just a little bit over a month.
Yeah.
Until our first game. I can't believe it. It's crazy.
We're excited. Nobody's more excited than our sports director around here, Michael Comer. Mm-hmm. He's going to be hard at work along with Randy Paul and, of course, our team of board ops and everything. So
that's right.
We're really excited about it. I bring all this up to remind all of you businesses out there, too. There is not many better ways to use your advertising dollars than sponsoring high school sports or any of our shows.
Yeah.
We promote the daylights out of you guys, mm-hmm. and we love buying local, supporting local, and it is such a win-win situation. Reach out to our front desk, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our sales team, and we'll be hanging out with you and talking with you.
I think last year, we did more high school sports than we've done in a very long time, and I think we're only going to do more this year. Just think of that. All those times, your company will be mentioned every time that we do these sports. So
something to think about. There's nobody doing more high school sports than us.
Not in Central Wisconsin.
No. We've got that. And we want you to be a part of the team. We look forward to hanging out with you. Here's some Hal Ketchum on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Bobby's got a buck, put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead-end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Hi, this is Dottie B, host of Weekend Wake Up. Join me each Sunday morning during the 10 o'clock hour as I bring you the Gospel Country Music Hour, where we'll hear a blend of the classic gospel you know and love and some new artists along the way. Join us each Sunday morning on 105.5 WIRI.
It doesn't matter how big or small our vehicle is. When we find the right one, I mean the right one, it's worth $1 million. At TJ's Auto and Collision Center, they want to remind you of the many treasures they have on their lot. Now, it might be a little more of a challenge to get to them during construction, but they've made it easy. Look for their TJ's Auto signs for safe ways to reach them. Don't let the annoying orange barrels keep you from finding your treasure wheels. The team at TJ's will make the adventure worth the trip.
It's time for the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta-potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call, 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta-potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, it was Friday in the PM, and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife, and Nate quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it to the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will be all that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
Well, I was flying solo down at Silverado's, the joint looking like a morgue, when this country cutie with a rock and roll booty came strutting in through the door. Yelled, who wants to dance, and fired up the band with a Franklin and a shot of Patron. She looked right at me, said, what's it gonna be? Are you gonna let me party alone?
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to race hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Come on. Yeah, am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it till the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Yeah, come on, come on, get your good time on. Let's have a little fun tonight. Let's have a little fun tonight. Let's have a little fun tonight.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Don't tell me I'm the only one.
Come on, come on, get your good time on. Come on, come on.
Let's have a little fun tonight.
what you got on your mind. I guess those college boys all went home for the summertime. Yeah, you're looking right, looking good, looking like a woman should, so why is it so hard to find a place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while? You're an old little tough loving baby, don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling? I got the money, you've got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling. I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan.
And on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Something about the way she's wearing her dress a little tighter. Something about the way she's staring. She's looking to start a fire. Something about the way she's dancing and drinking chilled Patron. If she's lonely now, she won't.
Clay Walker on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, where it's going to do it for us for now, but we got plenty of good things on the way for everybody. I can imagine at about 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, probably done with that first cup of coffee.
Yes. you would think. But if not, that's okay. But get ready, because from 9, anytime between 9 to 12, you can get that second cup and join me, everyone. I'll be talking about some of the events coming up here. We got some really cool things that we're going to be at later this week. We'll be talking about that throughout the day and throughout the week. We got a little cowboy with your coffee at around 9:30 or so. We got Katie Cruz up after that from 12 to 4. We got Playmakers from 4 to 5. And then Laura's Lounge from 5 to 9 with her laid-back pick of the day at 7 p.m.
Nothing but good stuff along the whole day. Your soundtrack for the day right here, 105.5 WIRI. Here's some Florida Georgia Line for you. Have a good morning, everybody.
Alabama on the boombox, baby. About to get a little boondock.
Let's go!
Apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Try the Y in July for free.
The Southwood County YMCA is the perfect place for you to get healthier this summer. They have everything you need, free weights, treadmills, and expert trainers to keep you in tip-top condition or cool down with a dip in the pool. And you can try it for free. Listen to 105.5 FM WIRI or 97.5 FM WFHR this July and get yourself a free single-day pass. Get out of the heat and get into a healthier you at the Southwood County YMCA.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink. But there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. ATV UTVing has become a wildly popular activity in the state. The combination of increased usage and not much maintenance on county trails brings community partners together to make the trails better.
We're improving the ATV trails. They haven't been really touched in like 3 years, so we're kind of improving them, making them easier route. They're pretty muddy.
That's Alyssa Whitman. She works for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forestry, stationed out of the Wisconsin Rapid Service Center. Whitman said she was operating a John Deere bulldozer to make improvements on the trail, filling in low areas and making the routes better. Their department uses the bulldozer for fire suppression in the spring, and then it can be utilized for other project work throughout the year. They open up the work to other stations in the area so DNR staff can put in the hours they need to retain their certification.
So each operator needs 30 equipment hours each year on our dozers. So each operator in the department has 30 hours to give. We're just kind of helping out our county partners.
Whitman said operators from the Friendship and Plover Ranger stations will spend time on the dozer working on trails throughout the county. It not only helps them attain the minimum amount of hours needed to retain their qualifications on the equipment, but also helps improve the trail systems in the county for recreational users. In more ATV-UTV news, the Wisconsin DNR urges families to take safety seriously when operating these vehicles, especially when children are riding. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Remember, helmets are required for all riders under age 18. Youth under 16 must operate age-appropriate vehicles and have completed an ATV safety certification course. Parental supervision is strongly encouraged, even for certified riders. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high in the low to mid 80s with scattered thunderstorms possible by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb 'cause you made me. You're telling all your friends that I'm crazy, like I'm the only.
I ain't an angel, you ain't innocent. Can't wash our hands.
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
How'd you get those eyes so blue? Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that.